Today, Aruna will conduct the rest of the program. I'll take time for the lunch and we'll be meeting again at about group sitting 4 o'clock, Dhamma talk. Thank you very much.
You may be seated now, dear friends. Now we come to the next in the agenda, which is instructions on mindful eating and leaving no trace. Some of you must have listened to the recordings I posted on the web, and some of you were there for the youth program, so you know what mindfulness eating is. But for the benefit of others, we are going to do a little bit of a repetition in a different way, since most of us are adults, grown-up people. So in mindful eating, especially in our circumstances, that is, when we are in a monastery attending a one-day program, there are few key things to keep in mind. Firstly, we eat because we have to eat as living beings. Unless we replenish our energy stores, those will get depleted. So that is one aspect of eating. But would we eat something that we don't like? Sometimes we do. And when we eat, therefore, another thing comes into play, which is liking and disliking. Either liking or disliking the food we eat. On the first hand, when we eat to sustain our life. And the first part of the mindfulness eating exercise is we go out in line and then we take our portions and we go to the designated area. And then we shut off the rest of the world from us. It is only us and the plate of rice in front of you. Then, when we do that, it becomes a good entry into mindfulness, especially two sections in developing Satipatthana or mindfulness practice. What is the first level? The first level, in the first level, we prepare the food, and when we are preparing the food, we feel the how the food feels. When we touch the food, how does it feel on our fingers? We prepare it and then slowly bring it to our mouth, put it inside our mouth, and then we start to munch it, crunch it. And when we do that, how does it feel? The pressure of the teeth on the food, the way our tongue turns the food, all that is, are the sensations or the feeling or the understanding onto another dimension of food rather than, oh, this is food. So we feel the touch of the food, we feel the sight of the food, we feel the smell of the food. And there's only you and the food, no one else. It's an exchange. You are exchanging. And into you, when you do that exercise, mindfulness is being produced. You are being mindful about those sensations. And in other words, to use Pali terminology, it is Kayanupassana. Then, there is another level to that also. If you like the smell of the food, you get a liking towards it. If you don't like the look of the people who had prepared food for you, you will feel, how can I eat this? This is not the usual food I am used to at home. I wonder whether this is clean enough. So all sort of things will go in your mind. And then, disliking to the food, repulsion, fear, will I get a stomach problem? All those come into your mind. So that is liking and disliking, and to use Pali terminology, it is just liking and disliking. But when I say Vedananupassana, means being aware of the feelings, you have to go one step further. Now, this is subtle. Let's understand it well. If we think when disliking happens to the food, or when liking happens towards the food, based on our previous learnings, if you then think, what I'm thinking is not good, is that Vedananupassana? Is that being mindful on the feelings? No, you are reacting then. You are adding disliking to the mindset, again, another dislike. Are we together? Are we together? Did you understand? So, in Vedananupassana, we are just aware of what is arising, staying and passing away in our mind. Okay? Not reacting. Because then again you are in the on the same level of liking and disliking and reacting. Okay? So I think for today, that is enough about mindful eating. And afterwards, we go into leaving no trace. Now, when we did this youth program, we felt it is specifically important to incorporate a thing called leaving no trace or leave no trace. From so many aspects, one thing is primarily is to this audience, deriving from what I just talked about Vedananupassana, or being mindfulness about feelings. In our life, whether we happen to be a young child, or an elderly person, or a youth, we always have things we like and things we dislike. So much so, the normal life of a human being is a sea of liking and disliking. I want to see that movie, so therefore I go for it. I don't like my neighbor, I detest her. I don't like that TV presenter. I don't like that person at office because he or she is irritating me. So we are prisoners. Most of the time, till we die, in this sea of liking and disliking. So when we did Leaving No Trace for the youth for the first time, one of the primary objectives was to draw the attention that there are things we don't like to do, like cleaning the plates, especially if we happen to be males, or cleaning up the bedroom after we wake up for children, and maybe even for gents, because it's for the wife or for the mom. And when we use the bathroom, of course we flush due to our upbringing. But if we spill water, if there are hair which falls from our own head, or it may be just there anyway, somebody's hair, and it's our home toilet, our home bathroom. But we know there is a designated person to do that, either the servant or the mother. So, through this exercise, what we do today is, after we finish our lunch, we will leave no traces of us being there. We clean the plates, we sweep the floor, we wash the tumblers we use to drink water, and wipe them. Clean. Ask for either tissues or something and wipe even the water from that. And keep everything as it was there before. Now, going from that, when we go home into our day-to-day lives, we select, now in the case of housewives, you already have lot of work, right? But each one of us can select something we do not like to do. Something we push aside, saying I will do it next day, or the next, or the next, or the next, till it becomes a burden, till other people in the household starts to notice and shout at us. So we will select one of the things we don't like to do at home, and then apply what we learn today at Leaving No Traces. Are we together? Okay. So then, let's go. Let's go for lunch.